Om Shanti. Good morning. Some of you understood the lyrics and not everybody. So just one sentence sums it all up, that you are the ocean of love. And today's Murali is on the theme of love. Many of you have read it already. It's good. It's preparation for class. And of course, Bab has explained in a lot of detail what the power of love is able to do for us. It's able to uplift us. It's able to give us power. It's able to heal us. It's able to transform us. It's able to give us the experience of joy, of Brahman life, and so many, many specialities of what happens when there's spiritual love also. Very interesting comment from Baba, that when it's not spiritual love, when it's just the love of the physical dimension, then your heart gets broken into pieces because it's divided. Some here, some there, some there, some there. And when it's spiritual love, then that love heals the heart and brings it together and makes it whole again. And the result of the experience of love, you receive power from Baba. Because when you're lost in that love, you're connected very closely, directly with God. And when you have that power, then you're a very natural, easy yogi, and life becomes very easy also. And yet, of course, so often the experience that even for Brahmins in Sangam Yuga, we know that it's a time of fortune, we know that this is a time Baba's come to give us everything, and yet still we're not able to experience that super sensuous joy all the time. Maybe we experience it from time to time, but not all the time. And so Baba's explaining that you're receiving power as a result of that loving connection with God, but there's a leakage somewhere. Think about a battery that leaks. And so is a battery going to be able to do the job you want it to do? Whether it's for sound, whether it's for amplification, whether it's for anything. And so check the leakage. Because if there's a leakage, then I'm receiving power, but because of lack of power, there's discontent. And when there's discontent, the result of that, it's very interesting how Baba takes us through a whole journey and explains to us, Baba starts just with love, that's it. But then Baba takes us on a journey and then finally explains that when there is a leakage and discontent comes from that, then the discontent is going to make you constantly complain. And then the soul isn't realizing that it's something that I need to do to sort out within myself, but of course then the complaints point the finger out there because of this one, because of this thing, because of that thing. And so I was saying, check yourself and see where are the leakages. And one thing that Baba's mentioned that is the major cause of leakage, instead of love for one, what happens is that then there's love for humans, and not just human beings, but also for things. And the real thing is that the intellect gets caught up with other things. And if my intellect is tuned here, how is it going to tune to Baba? And so because my intellect is tuned here, and then if it's human beings, and of course then there's going to be expectations, and very rarely can humans fulfill expectations. This has been the whole story of the copper and the iron age, expectations haven't been met and we've been disappointed. But also, things. If there are objects and things available that I'm using and they provide me some comfort, they provide some ease, well, fine. But Baba's saying, this is the fruit of your coming to God. Everything becomes available. And of course, Baba's remembering how this is a Murali from the 80s, and Baba's saying, 17, 18 years ago, you didn't have those facilities, and now you do have them, and the facilities are going to increase, because it's the fruit of your love for God and your connection with God, your surrender to God. But whilst you're enjoying the fruit, don't forget the seed. And so the sadhana. Sadhan, the facilities. Sadhana, the spiritual effort, the spiritual endeavor. And so if I get caught up in all the facilities, then I forget the seed. And of course, Baba was talking about the stage where, yes, the facilities are there, so you're using them. But check and see whether your intellect is being pulled by those facilities. And if the intellect is being pulled by the facilities, then of course the connection with the one above goes. And so hence the lack of power, the leakage, and then the discontent. And so Baba saying, if you check all of this today and put it right, then yes, still there's the possibility of transformation and filling the self with the power that I need. But Baba's also talked about the other side of the connection with humans. One is where I love the person because of their qualities, I love the person because of what they're able to do for me. But the other side, the negative side, and that occupies as much space in my intellect as seeing virtues. And of course, the negative side, I'm seeing the defects. Or Baba specifically mentioned there's jealousy. Jealousy or hatred. And if my intellect is filled with a trace of that, even a little trace, Baba's using the word subservient. I'm now under them. They have power over me. And so am I going to allow that to happen? And instead of this precious space that I have here being given to God and the experience of God's love, how much time and energy is it costing me to be thinking about the other human being, good or not so good, either way? And so Baba saying that this is the main cause of the leakage. And of course, if I experience that stage of contentment, then I'm going to be able to have the power to deal with whatever are the obstacles that come my way. And if I don't deal with that, then life as a Brahmin becomes tasteless. It's not so nice. It's a feeling of tiredness. It's a feeling of boredom. And so Baba saying that experience what the treasures of Sangam Yuga can be, because they're only available for you in Sangam Yuga. There's no other time to be able to have this experience of filling the self and coming to the point of being complete. The rest of the time, it's a slow, slow, slow drain. Not because of anything wrong that we're doing, but simply existence. And so just living life, from golden age onwards, the soul is gradually coming down. But now, the time to be able to fill. And I was asking myself the question, what is it that we can do to be able to increase our experience of love for God, so that we can protect ourselves from distractions and other things? And one thought comes to mind very strongly, and that is gratitude. And so the experience of gratitude, of appreciation, of how much Baba has given me already. And so at this moment, the most fortunate ones on the planet, the ones who know God, the ones who have a relationship with God, and the ones who are experiencing God's blessings and protection. And so can I really deeply just nurture that sense of gratitude and that feeling that, yes, Baba is the one who gives me everything, and Baba is the one who's taking care of me. And so when I nurture that sense of gratitude within myself, then the feeling of love for Baba is also going to be dominant. And where I forget about this, because again, the intellect goes in many directions, and to be able to keep it stable and accurately connected requires attention, and we're not always willing to give it that attention. And so the lazy intellect comes in, and the lazy intellect is saying, well, this is important, this is important, this is important, and the most important thing gets forgotten. And so after many, many births of forgetfulness, and usually it happens that when we first come to Baba, there's a great intoxication and a great experience of love. And then somehow, instead of just focusing on Baba, we get distracted by human beings. And so either way, the good or the not so good. And so when that begins to happen, I was calling it Vardarshan, seeing others, instead of Swadarshan, being able to see myself. And so of course when attention is out there, then no soul consciousness and no connection with Baba, and so no experience of God's love or God's power. And so that's when, in that middle period, many go through ups and downs. But now it's no more the middle period, and even if souls have come to Baba recently, they're on fast track, and I see that happening all the time. Souls moving very fast towards their destination with Baba's help. But for all of us, it's not now the middle period any longer. It really is the final period. And so I don't know how long the final period lasts. I didn't know for myself that the middle period would be as long as it was. And yet now very aware that things can happen very suddenly. And so I think that the one thing to keep oneself safe is really appreciation and God's love. Just to be able to be constantly aware of that. An exercise that I had shared with a class maybe a few years ago. It's a good time to remind everyone of this today. Every night, write 10 points of appreciation and gratitude. What is it that I feel grateful for that's happened today? And the next morning, 10 points of gratitude, and nothing's happened yet, you're just at the start of the day, but yet still think about what there is in your life that you're grateful for. And beginning the day in that way, and ending the day in this way, and before you begin that exercise, one other exercise connected with all this, write 100 points of gratitude. What is it that you're grateful for, right from days of childhood, as early back as you can remember? And it actually doesn't take very long to write 100 points of gratitude. It sounds like a lot, but your pen will just flow. You'll keep thinking. And maybe not all in one go. Maybe 50 you'll be able to do in one go. But again, later, things will come into your mind and you'll start writing again. And so that 100 points will be absolutely vital, because it'll just make you appreciate how special you are, the special role you have, the special gifts that you've had throughout your life from God, even before you came to Gyan, and especially now, what it is that Baba has given you. So start with that, the 100 points, and then every night. And I'm told that other people sitting here know better than me, but I'm told that it actually changes the mechanism of your brain. Somebody who heard this when I spoke about it a few years ago wrote to me at Christmas time last year and said that the best gift that he had taken was to be able to do this for himself, writing the points of gratitude. And he was going through a phase of difficult illness, and he said that it was making myself do this exercise every night and every morning that made me positive about the situation I was facing with my health. And it was very, very useful. And so he said that now automatically I think about what it is I'm appreciating about any situation I find myself in. So this is one person's practical experience. But I know that for myself, I managed to do it for about 9 months. I didn't carry on after that. But from time to time, I remember and go through that exercise again. And so I think that really the mechanism of the brain begins to change. And that's one of the lovely things that Baba has always told us, that nothing is fixed, in the sense that if you want to change yourself, take Baba's help and you can change yourself. Sanskars can change, your intellect can change, your way of thinking can change, all of this can change. But great to know that scientists are confirming this and say that the mechanisms within the brain and the patterns of the behavior of souls, the mind patterns, all of that can change also. It's not fixed, it's plastic, it can change. And so, but the experiment with Baba, if I'm grateful for how much Baba has changed me from where I began to where I've come today, then that appreciation of my own transformation also increases my love for Baba hugely. And so let me be able to not just thank Baba for what he's given me, but thank Baba for the magic that he's done for me personally. And when I'm appreciating that, that also opens the door for more to happen. And then the destination doesn't seem very far away. You can see how Baba's helped you change, and so sure, whatever little that still remains, or maybe you don't think it's so little, maybe it's still a lot that still remains, that's also okay. But Baba will help me change with that also. And so I think that gratitude is a very, very important quality to cultivate in order to be able to increase my own love for Baba and to feel contentment in my life. Again, very often I've seen that through many, many Muralis, Avyakta Muralis especially, Baba's spoken about contentment being a very foundation quality. In that state of contentment, then other things can grow, other virtues can grow. And without contentment, then a lot of negativity arises. And so yes, I'm not at my destination yet. When I get to my destination, I'll be totally satisfied. Done. Everything achieved. But at this moment, so satisfaction isn't something that is today. It'll come, and it'll come when I've reached that goal. But at this moment, to cultivate contentment, to be able to see the benefit in whatever it is that's happening. When Baba speaks about drama, Baba says, sweet drama. Drama is sweet. Do I find drama sweet all the time? Or is it that I'm finding drama a struggle? And so the appreciation of each moment of Sangam Yuga. There was a very interesting slogan that came a little while ago, a few days ago. And you know how slogans are short, but they carry a lot of content within them. And it was, if there are waste thoughts in Sangam Yuga, an hour of waste thoughts is like losing out one whole life of Satyuga. And so the value of Sangam Yuga and what I can do at this moment, absolutely vital. And the appreciation of drama, it requires a lot of flexibility, because does drama go the way that you want? Very rarely. You're expecting drama to go here, and instead drama goes here. And then you have to readjust. You know how the GPS tells you, recalculation, recalibration. You've gone off track, and it doesn't tell you you went wrong. It tells you recalibrate, refocus. And so again, to come back, and in my view, why is it going that way? It should go this way. But maybe it's my intellect that is thinking that it should go like this or not like this. And drama is accurate. Drama is actually very, very precise and is going the way that it needs to go. Drama doesn't get distracted by human desires or wants and needs. Drama will do what it needs to do. And so coming to that stage where I appreciate not just God and what God has given me, but I appreciate drama and understanding what's below the surface of a situation in drama doesn't happen quickly, but at least even before I get to the stage where I can understand drama, can I just say, sweet drama, and that takes a lot, but let me be able to say sweet drama and give myself the space where I can start exploring it. If I'm reacting to drama, then my mind is in a state of upheaval. I'm not giving myself the time and space to see what are the lessons to learn from the scene of drama. And so when I begin to be quiet, then I see the benefit, and then genuinely I'll say sweet drama. Until then I say, okay, well, Baba says drama is accurate, and so I'm trying to convince myself. But to be able to say sweet drama with my heart means that my experience of God's love will stay constant. Working around drama, trying to sort it out, trying to change it, and all my time and energy is going in that. And Raj Yoga, easy Raj Yoga, it's happened. Let me accept the drama and be able to continue to experience God's love. Drama is a great distraction, not only people and things, but drama itself and the situations that come, a huge distraction. And to be able to say, sweet drama, calm myself down, put a full stop to it, and then explore it. And ask myself, well, what are the underlying secrets of this scene of drama? What is the scene of drama making me understand, and what is it making me appreciate? And so when I begin to look at it in that way, then again, the beauty of drama shines, but also the beauty of God. And seeing the beauty of God and the creation of God, it's going to help me stay in that experience of love. Another thing that keeps my love alive for God, the churning of knowledge. To be able to keep the mind engaged in knowledge. There was a Murali a little while ago in which Baba spoke about three steps, where we have the habit of speaking. Bhakti, we talked a lot, and now we hear Gyan and it's very easy to talk about it, Varnan. But then the next stage, the stage of Manthan, where I'm churning Gyan, revising Gyan, I'm thinking about it deeply, and it's getting fixed into my heart and my head. Baba has spoken a lot about the difference between head and heart today. And so allowing the love in the heart to come through the appreciation of the knowledge that God has given me. And so that becomes a very powerful way to keep alive my love for God. And beyond that, Baba said, when you've experienced the depth of Baba's knowledge, it gives you the power to face obstacles. But the power to be able to finish obstacles comes when you experience the stage of being lost in love. So churning is excellent, very beneficial. But beyond the churning, the stage of actually being lost in love, magna. And so, varnan, manthan, magna. And so that stage in which, when I'm lost in love, I don't see obstacles. And because I'm not seeing obstacles, because I'm experiencing God's love, something is happening, but I'm not seeing it. I'm just in that experience of God's love. And so in that experience of God's love, the obstacle doesn't exist, and so it's finished. But also, in that stage, Baba said, not only you have that capacity of finishing obstacles, but you also have the possibility of finishing or helping others finish their obstacles. And of course, we then remember the Dadis, that the Dadis had this incredible possibility of, you meet with them, and what had seemed a huge obstacle before, the Dadis absolutely reduce it so that it's not an obstacle for you anymore. And many of those of you sitting here had personal meetings with Daddy, where this is what Daddy did. Why is it that people wanted to, they heard the classes, but they wanted to meet Daddy personally, because they knew that Daddy's Drishti had that capacity where you yourself realize that the obstacle was more of your own making than a reality. And that obstacle diminished, and it was then easy for you to deal with it. Sometimes the words that Daddy would use would be very simple, very little, but and sometimes she would help you understand why this has become an obstacle for you. But we experience that reality of Daddy helping us dissolve obstacles so that then we could also move on. And so the power of love, my love for Baba, my love for Gyan, my love for drama, but also my love for the family. And even if I know that everyone is number wise, yet still they are my family. And so can I open my heart to that extent and really have the sense of belonging and oneness that comes from a heart that's open. Yesterday there was a conversation I had with people who were creating programs for the experience of oneness. And so the point that was coming across was how when there's spirituality, then in that spiritual awareness, there is that sense of oneness. And whether people belong to this branch or that branch or that branch doesn't matter. But there is that oneness of belonging to the whole human race, one family. But especially within the Brahmin family, I know that Baba has created the same family that was created last Kalpa. Baba's talked about that today, of how it's not possible to say, I'm going to stop service. Why? Because the same souls that were found last Kalpa are still waiting to be found. We haven't finished the task. And so you have to keep doing service until all the souls have been found. And so continue with service with that awareness that souls who belong to this family are going to come. But whatever happens in future, and whoever is going to come, it's their destiny, they will come. But today, within this family, that experience of truly, not just belonging to God, but belonging to each other and being available for each other, so that then we're creating the pattern for the next cycle. Together now means together through eternity, through the whole cycle. Yes, with Baba, Brahma Baba, with the family, the dadis, but my connection through the cycle. Let me recreate that experience of oneness today. And if I do that, then yes, taking God's love, sharing God's love, but also keeping alive that love in my heart all the time. So today is Sunday, again, an opportunity for many souls to remember souls that have moved on, and it's their anniversary time. So we send them Baba's light and love, offering bhog. So we'll be offering bhog to Baba, but with that awareness, many are here who have asked for bhog to be offered for their loved ones. And so a special offering again today.